From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. People have a lot of strategies for dealing with anxiety, medication, therapy, exercise. But a new study at UAB is exploring a different method, calligraphy. WBHM's Noelle Annan sat down with the study's director to learn more.
Fourth-year UAB medical student Heather McKelvey lays out sheets of paper across a rubber mat. In broad, sweeping strokes, she writes out the word calligraphy. In ink, she carefully pulls the tail of the letter Y into an elegant swirl before precisely dotting the letter I.
You need some padding, some cushion. So this is the pointed pen nib holder. Mm-hmm. It has a flange, which is where the nib sticks in. So this little piece that we write with is the nib. It comes with an oily coating that protects it from rust. And so you have to remove that with a little alcohol swab or some dish soap.
When it comes to the intersection of calligraphy and anxiety, things get personal for McKelvey.
As a non-traditional medical student with a business, with teenage children, I have had a lot of anxiety, and being able to have a tool like calligraphy that helps me to lower those anxiety levels and slow down and not be in such a hurry all the time has really been helpful for me.
McKelvey knows she is not alone in dealing with anxiety. A study by the National Institute of Mental Health found that 19% of adults experienced anxiety within the last year.
That is a huge proportion of our population.
This gave McKelvey the idea to hold a study of the impacts calligraphy may have on anxiety. 36 participants were split into three groups. One group did a four-week calligraphy training program with daily homework assignments, worksheets, and online classes. The other group carried on with business as usual. At the end of the four-week study, McKelvey surveyed the participants to find out what difference calligraphy made. McKelvey is certainly not the first person to study how art impacts mental health.
Art is unique because it can calm both the artist and the viewer, so it helps more than just the person doing it. But calligraphy, which means beautiful writing, is also speaking to us more concretely than other art forms.
McKelvey uncovered several studies that already examined the benefits of Chinese brush calligraphy.
It has shown in other cultures to lower anxiety levels, to improve cognitive function and quality of life in older adults. And it's also shown to improve the positive symptoms of schizophrenia.
None of the research she uncovered involved pencil and paper calligraphy.
Instead of all of the usual pointed pen and dip ink and all these contraptions that people have to learn how to use, we're doing the study with pencil and paper so that it's going to be something that's widely available.
Calligraphy combines physical movement with mental concentration.
One thing about anxiety is that it seems to take people's concentration away. And calligraphy requires enough concentration that you're not able to focus on those other things that are bothering you.
McKelvey's study is a pilot program, and she's still examining the results. But she hopes to expand it to include thousands of participants. In the meantime, McKelvey says you can experiment on your own. She adds there are plenty of free online resources for anyone with the right pen, some water, ink, wipes, or even just a pencil and a sheet of paper. Noelle Annan, WBHM.